Rav Levi Yitzhak of Berdichev suggests that a foundational piece of the Hasidic approach to tefillah can be detected from a single word in the opening of this week's parsha. We read at the outset, "Ve'eschanan el Hashem ba'eis ahi lemor." It's describing Moshe's tefillah and his pleading to Hashem to be able to enter into the land of Israel. However, notes Rav Levi Yitzhak in his Sefer Kedushas Levi that the word lemor seems to be extra. Ve'eschanan el Hashem ba'eis ahi, colon, and now tell me what the tefillah is. What's the need for the word lemor? Now, the truth is that we may be familiar with this type of phraseology. It does come up often in the Torah. So-and-so said, saying. But the truth of the matter is, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, that really only makes sense even in the biblical Hebrew construct if this is something that is going to be told to somebody else. If this was what Moshe was saying and would be said to the Jewish people or something like that, there would be a further communication to some other recipient, then, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, it would make sense. But here, this is the tefillah that Moshe is giving directly to Hashem. Why do we need to have the extra lemor? So says Rav Levi Yitzchak to answer this question so beautifully and so powerfully. He says, "Venira sheperish apostolic be'eschanan el Hashem be'esahi perish." That is to say, what we're reading here in this first pasuk is the tefillah lifnei the tefillah. The tefillah, the prayer, before the prayer. The word of Eschanan is not referring to the actual prayer that Moshe offered to Hashem to be allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael, but rather it is his prayer that he offered before that prayer. Lemor then transitions and tells us that now is coming the actual tefillah that Hashem, Moshe communicated to Hashem. But in fact, two different tefillahs are being alluded to. Ve'eschanan el Hashem. That is Moshe davening that he should be able to pray. Ve'eschanan el Hashem be'esahi lemor. That is the actual tefillah. Now, why was that necessary? What exactly is going on? So Rav Levi Yitzchak explains, Shekodem lo haya yachol lemor, ki haya bosh milafanav yisbarach, and this is the foundational Hasidic idea Rav Levi Yitzchak finds in our Parsha. That is to say, naturally on our own, we really can't pray. We can't daven. We can't approach Hashem. We need to daven that we should be able to daven. Often many of us find it difficult to daven. I think, ironically, many of us, because we don't appreciate davening, but we should take some comfort in the fact that many of the greatest tzaddikim also found it difficult to daven, but for very different reasons than unfortunately many of us. And that is because they so appreciated davening. They so well understood what it meant to be speaking intimately one-on-one with the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the Universe, that that itself was something that was completely overwhelming to them. And therefore, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, and this is an idea that you find in Hasidic practice and written about in other Hasidic sources, it's important to, as he writes it, lihispalel sheyuchal lihispalel, to daven that we should be able to daven, to take a step back even before the formal tefillah and to spend at least a brief moment davening that we should be able to summon the requisite kavana, the intent, to be in the moment, the spiritual impulse to get on the right wavelength that we should be able to actually daven. This perhaps is what the Gemara and Chazal have in mind when they speak about the fact that one should introduce the tefillah with the words Hashem sefasai tiftach ufiyagi tehilasecha. Whether we realize it or not, all of us in fact are offering a tefillah before the tefillah, a brief and very short tefillah before we begin the tefillah of our Shemon Esrei, asking Hashem to give us the ability to daven. Hashem Safasai siftach, Hashem, please open up my mouth, please open up our lips so that we should be able to daven. Moreover, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos as well, Chasidim harishonim hayushoim sha'achas, that the early Chasidim, now of course the Chasidim mentioned in the Gemara is the Chasidim with a lowercase ches, so to speak. It doesn't mean the Chasidim in the sense of Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, but it means the pious ones, even at the time of the Gemara, they used to spend, if you take the Gemara literally, a full hour in contemplation before they davened. Now that is the simple understanding of the Gemara, that they thought and concentrated and focused before they davened. However, there's a Hasidic thought which puts a twist on this Gemara, or perhaps, may better yet, you could say, reads the Gemara more carefully, or reads the Mishnah really more carefully. The Mishnah on Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Bet. Because the Lashon of the Mishnah, again, I'll read it, but now I'll read it in its completion. Chasidim HaRishonim HaYushoim Sha'achas U'mispalim Kedei She'yachavunu Libam Avihem Shevashamayim. That, again, one could easily read this, perhaps this is the simple understanding, that they sat for an hour so that they should be able to daven with Kavana. However, the Hasidim point out, many Hasidic tzaddikim point out, that the language is a little bit different. Hasidim Rishonim HaYishoim Sha'achas U'mispalim. The Hasidim sat for an hour and davened. Kedei She'chavnu Libam Laviyash Vashamayim. It sounds like, if you read it deliberately and pause the way I did, that they're davening, that they should be able to have Kavana that they daven. The more simple traditional translation is to read the whole statement as kind of one phrase without that pregnant pause. However, the Hasidim, again in a twist, and maybe some would argue in a more precise reading, read it differently. No, not that you should spend moments, let alone an hour before davening, just in contemplation to be able to concentrate, but more than that, Sha'achas u'mispalim kidei she'chavnu libam labim sheshamayim, daven that you should be able to have kavana. Again, the alternative way to read that would be, they spent an hour before davening, comma, and why did they spend an hour before davening? Kedei she'chavnu libam labim sheshamayim, so that they would have kavana, they could concentrate. And that is the typical Musar idea, that it's important and something we should all consider at minimum to try, if we can, to spend a moment just in silent contemplation before davening. But perhaps we can also learn from this Hasidic insight and of Lev Yitzchak's interpretation of the opening of our parsha to even daven, that we should have the help and the success of davening.